something that didn't happen. Historical notes. Raphael Malveau was a real person, and my grandfather. In Acadiana, Louisiana, he was, in fact, widely known as a faith healer, Trateur. As I have told the story here of how he came to have healing powers, that is as the story was told to me by his daughter, my mother, Mrs. Ella Malveau Nakos, my father, Mr. August Ogis in the Creole Nakos, was a St. Lundy Parish school bus driver and a janitor at J.S. Clark High School. During the days of Jim Crow legal racial segregation, J.S. Clark was the only public high school for the colored in Opelousas. In those days of the racial walls, when a hurricane hit and caused flooding in Acadiana, Louisiana, people in areas that were known to flood would make their way to Opelousas, because although a bayou town, Opelousas is high ground. Mr. Nakos, my father, one of the school janitors, would open the school gym and let black people, hurricane refugees, use that space for shelter. Hurricane Betsy hit Acadiana, Louisiana in September 1965. Before it hit Louisiana, as if it was unsure about coming ashore at all, it meandered in the Gulf of Mexico. I was, at the time, 14 years old, but did not attend public school. In those days of the racial walls, I did all of my schooling, first grade to 12th grade graduation, at Holy Ghost Catholic, that was part of the Catholic Diocese of Lafayette. Holy Ghost was a small school. I had the same 35 people as classmates throughout my education there. At Holy Ghost, I and my classmates were taught by the Sisters of the Holy Family, an order of African-American nuns founded by Henriette Diaz de Lille, a Louisiana Creole of color, who was named Venerable as her cause for Catholic sainthood was moved forward in 2010. Sister Edward Vinson was one of my teachers. She did teach English. I still remember our class sessions on diagramming sentences. I don't remember how to do it, but I do remember those class periods with Sister Edward Vinson. For some reason, I especially remember the 2 weeks Sister Edward Vinson assigned our class parts in Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. She actually had us try to act out the play in class, sitting at our desk. Before leaving Holy Ghost to play football at J.S. Clark, James Iron Horse Lazard was in that class and was assigned the part of Caesar. By the way, although we were a little rowdy with her, we never once called her the Edward Vinson. Even though I went to Holy Ghost in the time of the racial walls, most of us colored kids were friends or at least acquaintances in our racially segregated and small town of Opelousas. In that section of Opelousas called The Hill, Rodney Dice Milburn's family lived in the same neighborhood as mine. Born March 18, 1950, Rodney Milburn grew up in Opelousas. Known to his friends as Dice, he attended J.S. Clark High School, where he ran track and specialized in the 120-yard high hurdle event. I always knew Dice. I did watch him play football and run track. I was at the first track meet where Rodney ran the high hurdles. I remember talking to him about his progress and his growing enjoyment of the body discipline he was developing to master the 120-yard high hurdles. I was at the track meet at J.S. Clark when Dice was recorded as running the event in 13.5 seconds. Unheard of for high school. Rodney broke all the high school records for the high hurdles. It was 1971 when he broke the world record with a time of 13.0 seconds. In 1972, Rodney went to Munich, Germany as a member of the U.S. Olympic team. There, with a time of 13.24 seconds, running in the 110-meter high hurdle event, Dice won the Olympic gold medal. From 1984 to 1987, Rodney was a track coach at Southern University in Baton Rouge. After being let go as coach, hitting some rough times, Dice skipped around from job to job. living in a homeless shelter so as not to burden his family, at the age of 47, employed at the Georgia Pacific Port Hudson Pulp and Mill Factory, Rodney died in an industrial accident, November 11, 1997. Working alone on a loading dock, Rodney, Dice, apparently fell into a solution of chemicals and very hot water. Although mysterious, foul play was ruled out as being involved in his death. If ever you are in Louisiana, find your way to Opelousas, my and Rodney Dice Milburn's hometown, to see a small display about Rodney's life, including pictures and his Olympic gold medal. Visit the Opelousas Museum and Interpretive Center. Since that display went public, with the support of the town, alumni of J.S. Clark created a memorial garden commemorating the history of that school. Dedicated on October 18, 2014, the J.S. Clark Memorial Walkway includes a bronze bust of Rodney Dice Milburn with plaques describing his accomplishments as a high hurdler and an actual hurdle from that time. Visitors will find that memorial garden in La Vieux Village Visitor Center right as you enter the city limits of Opelousas on Louisiana Highway 190. All that is part of the history of Opelousas from the time of the walls. All that documented history can be found and explored. All that history, yet no matter where you look in Opelousas, you will find no mention of the seven.